patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin's Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, baby.
Yes, if she chooses, she will be a coach, head coach. G League, WNBA, probably after I'm dead. Maybe even the NBA. Joining us now is Zora Stevenson. Though she had stated, if you don't listen to the past ones on WisconsinOnDemand.com, which you should, of course, that she kind of likes this TV thing. So maybe if offered, she wouldn't take it. Good afternoon, Zora.
You know, every week you add a different league. It started with the NBA, then you went to the G League. Now we've added the W.
I'm going with
MLB
next week.
Next
week? You know what it's going to be next week?
What?
ACC.
Oh.
Oh, a conference.
Yeah, I'm going to go college. I don't want to limit you. I think,
Zora.
But anyway, back to the Bucks. I believe, I said, Giannis could have put up 75 against New Orleans. Easily. Agree or disagree?
Wait, so I actually thought of you at the end of the first quarter when he had 18.
Yeah!
And I'm like,
that's right.
No way Homer's about to be right.
Yep.
No, that's a better sounder than I always agree with Homer.
Come on. You were also thinking.
No way Homer's about to be right. That sounds
you
better.
Know why she was worried? Not only because the number of points he got, but how easily he got them.
Really?
I always agree with Homer, like all the time.
The bad thing is that she actually thought of Homer. That's disturbing.
Zora, I've been wrong on my analysis recently, but I believe it was not only the number, but how easily he scored those points that made you think he could put up a 75 or something amazing.
Well, that and, you know, it was in, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Shots, the last 6 points were off threes.
He chucked that last three just to get 50.
Maybe. But early on in the game, he had a look. I would ask you, Zora, just watching, it's like he had a look of he's always intense, but it seemed like a little extra intensity. But I'm not around the games like you are.
Definitely added in. I mean, he did a mean mug in the first quarter, I believe. And that's always when you're like, all right, you need to be worried if you're the opposing team. Giannis's brother, has said that he can tell, like he can look into Giannis's eyes and know when it's going to be one of those nights. And after the first quarter, you're like, no way you end there, right? You just kept on going. I believe 29 in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of slowed down there in the second, but he reached that 5-0. And, what's interesting is the two 50-point games that he's had this season, the first one, against the Wizards at the beginning of January, he got to that 50-point mark on a free throw, okay, which has been a spot, a soft spot, if you will, for the big guy. The other night, he got his 50th point on a three-pointer. I think it's kind of like an exclamation point on the performances to be able to, like, get to those point totals in those ways. Like, he's not necessarily doing it in the way that everybody expects him to. And I think that speaks to the greatness of this guy.
I think we got to amp it up to 60.
I'm sure he would love. I mean, the Bucks' record, I believe, is 57. Michael Redd.
Yeah.
So is that happening this season?
Well, and even Michael Redd, put him on the list as you get him on. He shouldn't have the record.
Why not?
Because
the
greatest scorer in the history of the Bucks, individual game. The man who can is Giannis.
Doesn't matter. Still got
to
do it.
I understand. That's why it needs to be changed.
Hey, you got Brandon Jennings with double nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's just not the highest in Bucks history.
And it would be wrong if he had the highest.
It's not the highest, but I'm saying it's up there.
Yeah.
Giannis got to pass Brandon Jennings first. Let's go.
But you know what the difference is between Brandon Jennings and even Michael Redd and Giannis is those guys shoot threes. So it's easier to get to 50 when you're knocking down a bunch of threes. I mean, even Giannis.
Giannis hit a couple threes, you just said.
Yeah, but no.
Only
you just
three.
Said, Zora.
Let me go back to what, Luka had a 50-point game last night.
Yep.
5-3.
Chucker.
Yeah. You know, I mean, most guys who are scoring 50-plus are getting more than 3 threes.
Right. There's one difference about Giannis.
that's more important than threes?
What's that?
He gets dunks like it's a Fisher Price basket. There's nobody who gets baskets as easily as Giannis. I'm not sure ever. Maybe Wilt. How many easy baskets does Giannis get a night? Way more than any other player.
Well, I think he would argue they're not that easy, especially all the hits he takes. But yes, it seems that he's getting them at ease.
But
easy money.
But anyway, more about anything about the greatness of Giannis. Take it away, Zara. Tell us more.
That after the game, everybody's asking about his 50-point performance. And he's answering questions, and then at the end of it, he's like, oh, yeah, but we have Charlotte on Tuesday, and they kicked our butt. Like, it's interesting balance of staying in the moment but also preparing for the next thing, which is a skill in my mind.
Where does that rank? What is he like? Is he always the next moment? Does he the mental dynamics of Giannis, I don't know, are talked about or discussed much. What's his nature in those things you just brought up?
There's only one time where I could sense that he was 100% present and allowing himself to enjoy the moment and bask in all that it is and really soak in the fact that he's that guy. Only one time.
50 points, game six, NBA Finals.
He was not thinking about anything else beside that moment at that point.
Yeah.
Every other time, though, he's like, well, there's something else he's trying to do, something else he's got to worry about, something else he's motivated for, you know? But in that moment, you know, he wasn't thinking about the next thing. Maybe he was thinking about Chick-fil-A, I don't know.
What's he motivated for this year?
Well, another championship, to be better. I mean, he wants to be the best. He doesn't even think he's playing that great this season.
All right, I'll ask you
and
Tony.
He's not on the...
what does he have to do to be the best?
He's not favored for MVP
But what does he have to do to be the best? What would you tell him, Tony, you first and then Zora, an area where he can improve to be better than he is? Because you just said it. He's all looking to be better. Tony, what do you got?
He's got to win championships.
But as far as
that's
his own
thing
play.
That's going to elevate. No, nothing.
Nothing?
I mean,
his play's fine?
His play's better than fine.
Okay.
His play's phenomenal.
All right.
So he's just got to win championships now. That's the only thing that's going to elevate him.
Right.
In people's eyes. I mean, like,
okay. People
who actually watch basketball, like Zora and I,
yeah. We
already know that people are going to make it about championships. When it's not, if you're looking at his game, all right, that's one thing. But if you're just looking at how great he's going to be, perceived to be, you need championships.
All right. Zara, what would you tell him to do to get better as a player?
Well, I mean, he's already the best, right? And the best is relative, and it's hard to strive for something that is opinionated a lot of the times. Like, it's almost like you're striving for a moving target. He has to decide what his best is. And maybe that's actually a great question. That's one question that maybe I'll take from Homer. What does the best mean for you? Because you may ask one guy, like, you know, Dame Lillard in Portland, and the best to him may be completely different than what the best to Giannis means, right? So whatever it is, he sets his bar. Nobody else sets his bar. Now, numbers-wise, there's always things, like, we're nitpicking here, right? Like, yeah, it would be great, like, if he got over 70% from the free throw line. It would be great if his three-point percentage wasn't in the 20s. Like, but we're nitpicking because, I mean, what is he, 80%?
Because that's the only way you can find something. You have to nitpick.
Exactly.
I got one. I'm not nitpicking. I can tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You're nitpicking because he's already great.
No.
We're being detail-oriented.
Now, I could say threes, but it's not threes. It's the mid-range when he gets the ball 10 to 12 feet away, baseline, where he can make the Dirk Nowitzki, or he can bank it in from 8 or 10. That's what I would say would make him an even better player. He does it well, but it would make him impossible. I mean, then he could go from there to being making threes better. But that he's getting the ball in that situation more often, and he's getting better at it. But that's what I would say would make him a better player.
I think we're all valid, right? I mean, I pinpointed the threes and the free throws. You said the mid range, which he's in the high 20% there, and then Tony brought up the championships, which, you know, like, one could argue the MJ argument, right? Six is just like, I mean. Crazy.
Crazy. He doesn't need six, but he's certainly going to need another one for sure. If he doesn't get another one, he's going to get disrespected when they start talking about who's the best.
Another championship.
Yes.
Well, yeah, now, then
he
now
becomes Nowitzki.
Like
that's what Nowitzki
ever?
Is. He got it once and that's it.
What?
But now are we talking about the best ever?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, I'm sure.
Okay, we're talking about the best to play the game ever.
Yes, be talking about. Yeah.
When it comes to just chit chat, yeah, championships helps that. Because that's usually what it comes down to.
No, right. He can't be the best ever. So it's taken. Well,
I'm just saying.
No, wait, Jordan, wait, he can't pass Jordan. No.
Wow. Homer, you're like a walking billboard for Giannis. I've never heard you say
that he can't do something.
No, I'm just telling him right now. Tell him you can't do it. You can go for number. You can go for number two. All right, you tell me what he has to do to pass Jordan. Can't be done.
Wow.
Get seven.
Well, he
gets
dominate.
Go play professional soccer for a season.
And dominate like he is. That's it. Huh. That's all. Dominate like he is and get seven. A couple three-peats in there for the Bucks.
Yeah. Yes, but look how many years it took him. Right, Jordan won
Mike
six in a
Mike
row.
Didn't get one until it was like his eighth year.
I know, but then he got six in a row.
I understand that, but that's what I say. He didn't get it till his eighth year.
Crazy.
But yes, I would say I'll give you that. Giannis gets to seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can pass Jordan. So I apologize. Wow. I apologize. Giannis?
Make sure you let Giannis know that he's got to get to seven if he wants to pass MJ. Homer said that.
Top of his mind right now.
What do you mean? Everybody would agree with that. Who's going to argue with that? You can argue with that, Tony?
I would argue with that, but I think
can he pass Jordan with less than seven titles?
With less than seven, no. He's got to get
That's the argument. I mean, so are you saying like the LeBron Jordan debate is not even a debate then?
Correct. Yes, it's not a debate. No.
Yeah.
As well as Kobe Jordan.
Correct.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Because of the championships.
Well, and I would also emphasize that I have a bias because
that's one of the reasons. It's a combination of your game
and
championships.
That Jordan played a position that no one thought possible of being a dominant position ever. Like
back then,
yes. And that's because of the nature of the game. Not that back then is you have to be old.
It was, when Jordan was dominating, it was still a big man's league.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one ever thought league, as yeah. great. Oscar Robertson was the closest to, like, he just did incredible things, but they still couldn't win because there's no way a guard.
He won with Luke Longley, Bill Cartwright, Scott Williams.
Yeah, but I mean, you
no, there's
the
one thing he didn't
Giannis.
Win. He never won.
You can argue the same
no, he
thing
never won without Scottie.
No.
Never
She's
won.
Right. You're arguing the same thing. Giannis is now a big man in a guards game.
Yeah, like nobody's ever played the way he's played.
That's
like,
correct. Yes,
stack type dominance.
Right, but to be a taller guy to do it gives you an advantage.
But the point is moot unless he starts winning championships. So let's go. Let's go, Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. Let's go. One down.
JaVale,
our new t-shirt.
Get these championships
Zora
going
t-shirt.
Here.
One, Giannis, one down, six to go.
Yep.
Zora. Would you wear that if we made that t-shirt?
No. he could stop today, and he owes nobody anything.
I didn't say he owes anybody anybody. It's like... We want to, he's driven, right?
Yeah, if he stops today,
he's just
not getting in the conversation.
That we'll drive
say,
him.
Oh, yeah.
You drive
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah. He was that great Bucks player. Remember him? Giannis.
Yeah.
That Giannis
no,
guy.
No.
Wow.
Zora, you that have the ability to drive Giannis.
If he only gets one, that's what they're going
to
say.
No, Zora has the ability to drive Giannis, likes to be driven, with the t-shirt that on the front says, one down, six to go, Zora, and give Giannis a copy of it. We'll make it if you'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Bulletin board material.
They're not going to remember the message or like who the actual people are that created this. He's going to remember the messenger.
Oh.
And I got to talk to the guy every day.
What if it's Homer? Will you give it to him? It says Homer at the bottom instead of Zora.
You have all these messages.